Welcome back on chapter 42 of the Retail Banking, where we'll discuss the MTSS or Money Transfer Service Scheme. So Money Transfer Service Scheme is an easy way of transferring personal remittance from abroad to a beneficiary in India. It should be noted that only personal remittance is allowed, so no commercial transactions. It should be normally towards family maintenance. Remittance to foreign tourists visiting India is permissible. However, no outward remittance from India can be done under the Money Transfer Service Scheme. For Money Transfer Service Scheme, there has to be a tie-up between a reputed money transfer companies abroad, known as overseas principal, and agents in India. And agents in India will disburse the funds to the beneficiary. Indian agent is not allowed to remit any amount to overseas principal in this scheme. The remitter and the beneficiary should be an individual only. RBI gives approval to any person to act as an Indian agent under MTSS. No person can handle the business of a cross-border money transfer to India in any capacity unless they are specifically permitted by RBI. So RBI approval is a must. Entry norms. Applicants to become an Indian agent should be an authorized dealer bank or an AD2 or full-fledged money changer. The applicant must have minimum net owned funds of rupees 50 lakhs. Other conditions, only cross-border personal remittance, family maintenance or to foreign tourist is allowed. Donation, contribution to charitable institution, trust, trade-related remittance is not permitted. There is a cap of 2,500 USD. Amount up to rupees 50,000 may be paid in cash to the beneficiary. Exceeding this amount, you have to credit the account. Exception only being in case of foreign tourists. Only 30 remittance by single individual beneficiary is allowed during the calendar year. Overseas principal, so any person who's put up as overseas principal, they should have adequate volume of business. Overseas principal have being limited outreach to overseas customer due to limited branch network is not permitted. That means they must have good network and good reach. It should be a registered entity licensed by a central bank or regulatory authority of that country. The registration should be an anti-money laundering compliant. Minimum net worth of the overseas principal should be of USD 1 million. They should be well established in money transfer business and should be registered with overseas trade or industry associations and must have a good rating from international credit rating agencies. Appointment of sub-agents by Indian agents. So, sub-agent should have a place of business. Bona fide should be acceptable to an Indian agent. Indian agents are free to decide the tenor of agreement, commissions or fee to be given to sub-agents. Audit and on-site inspection of premise and record should be conducted by Indian agent once a month and in a year. Due diligence of sub-agents, it should be part of the existing business activities. Shops and establishment municipal certificates must be there with the sub-agents. Verification of physical existence of location should be there. They should have conduct certificates from local police. They should declare their past records or criminal cases, if any. PAN card of sub-agents and its director partners are must. Photographs of director partner and key personnel of sub-agents are required to be maintained. Selections of centers and training. So, Indian agents are free to select centers for operationalizing the scheme and this will be advised by the RBI. And Indian agents are expected to impart training to their sub-agents as regards to operation and maintenance of records. So, thank you.